to the, we've had the budget hearing for approval, the minutes for approval, and also accounts payable. So if you'll take a minute, look through the budget, and if you have any comments or concerns on that before we move on. Just give me a head nod when you've looked at that part, and we'll kind of judge if we're ready to go on or don't want to rush anybody. You need to look at the minutes a little longer.
Yeah, make sure you're reading good, because you guys have caught me on stuff that I've missed, so I'm glad.
Any concerns on the public on the budget hearing? Go ahead and take a look at the minutes.
You got to approve each one of them?
Yeah, you got to approve both of them. Mm-hmm.
So we need to do the budget approval first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody want to?
I'll make a motion to accept the budget hearing.
Don't we have to approve the minutes first?
No.
We're going to do the budget one first, I was told.
Oh.
So Phil just made a motion to approve the budget hearing.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Now we'll do the minutes of the regular. Okay, the minutes were pretty small there, it looks like. Looking for a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make a motion.
There you go, Kendall. Kendall and Lauren with a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved as well. Accounts payable, wax for $160.42, Mount Wheeler $37.51, Holton Company $1,100, Tire Shop of Fillmore $1,292.69, RMP for the utilities of Cofort for $21.61, Eskdale Center $947.40, bank card, Zions Bank credit card for $145. I don't know what that's for. Does anybody know?
That is a bunch of stamps and letters we sent out for a project.
Okay.
So I think part was rental.
And part of it was rental on the building.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I forgot about
and then
that.
Fillmore City reimbursement for capital, that's $11,478. That's going to be for our capital that's coming up this time right now that we can spend. And then Mount Wheeler for $37.92. Total $15,221.40. Any comments or concerns on the bills? Any discussion?
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Okay. Greg's made a motion to pay the bills. Can we get a second?
I'll second.
Lauren seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We'll turn it over to accounts payable. to financial statements.
Okay, on that first page on the balance sheet, I'll just direct your attention to accounts receivable. We received the property tax from the county about a week ago, and so I accrued that amount. So that's the actual amount that we received for 2025, was that $1,088,000. The next page is a detail of what was of the things that were paid in December. And then as you notice, that $200,000 capital reserve, I transferred that to the capital reserve account so that we'd be in compliance with the state and the auditor when they could do the audit. And it was a budget item, so I just made sure it matched the budget. The profit through the whole year, we're showing a $629,000 profit. Now, there is depreciation expense that hasn't been booked yet. I'm just waiting for the auditor to call me and give me that amount. So that will probably be about $150,000. And the next page is a comparison to the previous year. As you can see, we're about the same. With that $150,000 depreciation, we'll be pretty close to the same net income as we were in the previous year. So even though our revenues were up about $265,000 over the previous year. Budget, we're within budget. Actually, our revenues exceeded budget, and our expenditures were less than what was budgeted for the year. So we're in good shape as far as the budget is concerned. We don't need to amend the budget for 2025. And then just make sure that you get your O&M payments deposited. There aren't any outstanding checks this month, so it's been great. The auditor's not going to complain when I send them to him.
Good way to end the year.
Yeah. All caught up? Okay. Do we have any line items on the agenda tonight?
Nothing.
Anything else for this body?
Yeah, I need everybody to start getting their safety inspections done on their trucks so we can get everything in FBS for the year.
Duly noted.
Yeah. And just get with me for red card classes and refreshers and stuff. So, and inventory lists. So, that's it.
Anything else for this group? Looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make it.
That has a lot of motion. Okay. Kendall made the motion, and Colin seconded it. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Nobody's going to oppose that one, right?
Well, man.
Now, that's all I was asked to do is conduct this meeting. I have no idea about the food and stuff. So.
Well, I think they're all ready for you. But a couple of things really quick for me, really fast. I've got your checks, so don't leave without them, your O&M checks. And then I've got just a few places. If you remember, Jim said he wanted by January a letter from your towns or cities saying who your representative and alternate was. I've got a few of them through email. Some of them I've got in the mail. We're missing a few still. I need Fillmore, Kanosh, Delta, Lindell, and Lemington. I've not seen anything from yet. So if you guys will get those to me, or if you've got them tonight and can get them to me, that will be great. So, and then other than that, I think you guys can just go help yourselves to eat. It's all ready to go.
The lady speaks.